Been a lot of protesting. A lot of protesting. First, let's go over to New York before we start to get into Google. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications.
Right now, a Fox News alert right outside of Columbia University. It looks like the police have had enough, and they're making arrests right now. They decided that they were going to block and obstruct the traffic right there on the sidewalk. They didn't have a permit to be protesting there. Right. It'll be interesting to see what the charges are going to be.
Well, they need a few days in jail, I hope.
And you can see, it, screen left right there, one of those bike racks, they call them here in New York City.
That looks like a foreign country, honestly. This looks like the stuff that I used to see on the news back in the 90s and the early 2000s. And what we would see, and they would do international news, and they would pan over, and we wouldn't really care about it, or we wasn't concerned about it like we are now. And because we wasn't having as much of an issue on American soil, and the only thing that we were concerned about is the United States participation and our troops getting home safely. And why were we participating in wars that we knew not of? Well, it turns out that we was doing it because there was resources over in other countries that we needed to take control of. And so it was important for us to participate in it and then possibly come up with something as a reason for us to be over there in the first place that wasn't even really a reason for us to be there except for the money. That's neither here nor there. But this looks like something out of one of those times where you would be looking at these other countries and they was warring and they was fighting. It looks the same. It's very much the same.
That is the structure. As you can see right there, they've made essentially a box where the protesters were supposed to be. And that is where they were the night before, where, as you can see, they had the fire. The reason they were not on campus is because the president of Columbia was on campus, rather in Washington, D.C. yesterday, saying essentially, we're cracking down on this.
Yeah,
so what do?
Like
they step off campus, they light the
right,
fire,
Tony
they
Nichols.
Light the torch, they have the big protest. Now this morning, somebody's being arrested.
Well, it looks like Gaza.
Yeah.
But it's New York City.
That's what I literally have never watched this video before. It's my first time watching this video, and they saying it. They said, man, this looks like Gaza, and it's really New York City. It looks like Gaza, but this is really New York City.
What a great city this is.
Don't believe what they say. We don't believe it. We don't believe this. They have been very clear what they believe. You got one professor said that the warriors, the resistance fighters that were in Hamas, numbered less than 1,500. And look how they flipped the table, not only on settler colonial state, but with no definable borders, but rather the whole world. You don't need mass movements to change the world. So there's radical statements from these professors, from these students, and it looks like the cops are finally shutting this down.
And they're more than What y'all say? 4,000 students?
4,700
that are Jewish that go to school at Columbia. And the ones that we've interviewed say that they are scared.
Well, as soon as we figure out what the people are being charged with and who the people are, we will bring that to you right here on Fox.
But in New York, they can just arrest you without charging you, as Donald Trump. New York City subways, there was an Instagram account, have these people have taken over subways last night saying some type of chant, we're proud of Iran, Iran, we're proud of you. Yemen, we are proud of you. And these Jewish students taped it, and it's on Instagram.
It's important to note, as we looked at the live shots, there's two different groups that are on the campus right now. You got the campus where you see the tents that are actually on campus. Those are students because it's a private institution.
The Gaza Inn campus.
The Gaza Inn. That's where they're having their little Chaz zone, the pro-Hamas group. Then outdoors, these are the non-students. They can't get on campus. They were the ones that were setting the fire, and that's why the cops are moving in on them right now. It looks like they were doing this all night
long.
Look
at this dude.
They were met by some counter-protesters that were waving the Israeli flags last night, too.
We didn't have to get early to have a job. It really helps to be able to party through the night.
Always a white woman out there right in the middle of it. Always a white. Every single time. It never fails. It's always a white woman out there doing a thing. Every single time it happens to the white women. Real talk. But it wasn't just in New York City that they was out there protesting. These fools, and when I say fools, I'm saying that, listen, bro, at the end of the day, regardless of where you stand on the spectrum, and I'm talking about the intelligence spectrum, whether you're incredibly intelligent and you wise, or you're incredibly crazy and you stupid, no matter where you stand on the spectrum, under no circumstances, under no circumstances do you protest at the place that you work at. But This is what they was doing over at Google.
Working at Google may be seen as a dream career for many, but software engineer Iman Hassim has moral disagreements with the company involving the war in Gaza. Now, she and other employees are standing up for what they believe is right, no matter the cost.
I would not like to lose my job, but I think it is impossible for me to continue coming into work every week without acknowledging and loudly condemning Project Nimbus and any support for the Israeli government.
Google, you can't hide. We charge you with genocide.
Across the country from New York to Sunnyvale, Googlers are fighting back. A group of employees even occupied Google Cloud CEO Thomas Kurian's office. They shared letters from fellow workers during a live stream speaking out against the harassment, mistreatment, and censorship of Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim Googlers.
I am not proud to work for Google. I am ashamed to work for Google. And the only reason I'm still working for Google is because of my fellow workers at No Tech for Apartheid organizing against Nimbus and against.
Yeah, then why you ain't show your face? You got all of that to say, but you got them glasses on and you got that fake. But guess what? Guess what? Google got that technology. They probably can peer right through that mask and see exactly who they using voice recognition to understand exactly who it is. What? Oh, so you just going to come into my office and you going to occupy my office? You going to come into my office and occupy? Man, listen, bro. Listen. These people have lost their rabbit minds. You running into my office and you talking big jump. Big jump.
I am ashamed to work for Google. And the only reason I'm still working for Google is because of my fellow workers at No Tech for Apartheid organizing against Nimbus and against tech complicit in genocide.
Among the organizers' demands is a stop to the billion-dollar Google Cloud AI contract with the Israeli government named Project Nimbus. The cloud services from Nimbus include facial recognition, object tracking, and other custom technology from Google and Amazon Web Services. Employees believe the services from Project Nimbus are fueling the first AI-powered genocide in Gaza.
Through Project Nimbus, it is clear to me that Google values money over people's lives.
We've already had some Googlers resign, citing that Project Nimbus was the main concern for their poor mental health, and was the reason why they had to leave Google.
Hassim understands why some choose to leave, but she hopes to remain employed so she and this group can continue to fight so all employees can feel safe once again.
Cool. So you still want your job, but you want to do what you want to do when you want to do it. I'm with that. I can understand that. Well, Google may not understand that as much. Google said, you know what? Listen. we talked to HR, we talked to our lawyers, and guess what? I'm going to go ahead and need you to remove yourself, turn in your key card, give us your laptop, and let me go ahead and take this $300,000, $400,000 a year job away from you. All right, big dog?
Okay, meantime, Google terminating 28 employees yesterday. This after a series of protests over the company's contract to provide the Israeli government and military with cloud computing and AI services. Some also said they were protesting the, quote, harassment, intimidation, bullying, silencing and censorship of Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim Googlers. On Tuesday night, 9 Google workers were arrested on trespassing charges after staging a sit-in at the company's office in New York in Sunnyvale, California. In an email last night, a Google executive...
Hey, anybody want a job over there in Sunnyvale, California? So I believe that as of tomorrow, Friday, possibly Monday, Google will be listing these positions as open. It comes with equity into the company. Also, you get free lunch. In addition to that, you may get relocation services and you get a really, really nice bonus and a really sign-on bonus, and you get annual bonuses and raises, and it starts off with a lot of money. Hybrid work schedule. You got to make sure that you have a good ethics, good moral character. You can't be on a sex offenders list. You got to be very careful about not protesting inside of the Google Cloud office, especially the CEO's office, okay? But Google has some job openings, and if anybody want to go over there to California, I know it may be rough over in California, but you may want to make the trip depending on what the compensation package is. They got 28 new openings at least, possibly more to come.
Executive telling workers that 28 people were fired. They were found to be involved in protests that took over office space, defaced property, and impeded the work of other Googlers. Joining us right now is Jason Greer, Greer Consulting founder and president. And I'm going to start with this very question.
Yes.
Would you hire any of these folks who were fired yesterday for being involved in this protest? Meaning, was it disqualifying? I mean, we're partially asking, should have they been fired? But we're partially asking, now that they've been fired, should they have an opportunity elsewhere or not?
100%. I would hire these folks in a second because they are clearly true believers.
Never trust a man that has no mustache and no beard. Never trust a man that has no mustache and no beard. Now, what did you expect for this man to even say? I would have prefaced this by saying, man, listen, next question, or please don't ask me if I would hire these people, because he got a consulting firm. I don't trust no man. No man. No man. That got that powder blue suit on, no mustache, no beard, he can't be trusted. Absolutely, positively not. You could forget it. You could forget it. Stop it.
In terms of the question, should they have been fired? Look, Google set this precedent back in 2018 when employees staged their own share of walkouts and they said that we don't agree with the work that they're doing in Project Maven. Google shut it down. So why wouldn't they attempt to do the exact same thing today? What's the difference between 2018 and today?
Don't you think? I mean, I would make a different argument to you. I would actually say there's a big difference between 2018 today, which
huge.
Is that Google has tried, I think, quite vehemently to change the culture of the company and to make it clear that these types of protests are not allowed. And so the question is, yes, if that was part of the culture then, but if you have an explicit arrangement and you're an employee of a company, there are channels with which you can protest, if you will, and have your voice heard. But having a sit-in, trespassing, defacing property and the like goes to a question about judgment. And I think that there is a question about whether you want to hire people who have that judgment or not.
If I'm looking to hire people who are willing to hold me accountable to the missions and values of our company, absolutely. Got to understand, Jesus, with the God. Average Google worker, they're not looking at the fact that we work for Google. They're looking at the fact that since we work for Google, we work for the world. The decisions that we make as a company will impact the world. But this is why I say to tech companies, especially CEOs, because I talk to them all the time.
No, you don't.
This is exactly the
reason. No, you don't. No, stop. Hold on. Let me rewind this. Let me make sure I heard what he said.
Tech companies, especially CEOs, because I talk to them all the time.
How often do you talk to him? You got him on speed dial? Jesus Christ. Oh my God. You called Elon? Hey Elon, I need to ask you a couple questions.
This is exactly the reason why we're seeing union organizing going through the roof in the tech industry. Because the thing that Google's facing is what many other tech companies are facing, is that they have employees who are legitimately saying or asking the question, what do we stand for? And if we determine what we stand for, what are we going to do to make sure that we continue to stand for that very thing? So what the tech industry is seeing today is exactly what manufacturing saw 60 years ago, where workers are asking the ultimate question, what do we stand for?
Jason, it's a difficult subject, and I think especially because we're in it right now, and we see what's happening in Gaza, in Israel,
he got a mustache?
And people rightly have feelings about who's right in that situation. But I think if you take the specifics out of it and you just say, hey, protesting at a company when they tell you not to, if we go back to the 80s and we're talking about South Africa, right, or if we go back a little further and we're talking about civil rights in this country, you know, can we say that people who have protested despite a company saying that they shouldn't be hired anywhere else?
Absolutely not. I mean, I understand. You just talk about the fact that we're talking about, you know, civil rights back in the 60s. Thank God we had those folks that stood in, that sat in, those folks that sat in lunch counters, because I wouldn't be here today having this conversation with you. I think what it comes down to is there has to be two sides to this. On one side, the employers have a responsibility not only to their shareholders, their responsibility to their external shareholders, their stakeholders, which are the employees. On the other side, what employees need to take a look at is, if we're going to hold our company accountable, what are the channels? And this gets back to the original question. What are the channels that we need to follow internally to make sure that we're holding the company accountable? Do we talk to our managers? Do we talk to human resources? Do we talk to the executives?
No, you could just go ahead and talk to the unemployment office now, because we ain't got to worry about it. We ain't got to worry about it. You could just talk to human resources. That way we can solve for this problem and we can put it to rest and we ain't got to worry about it no more. So, long story short, your favorite Googler is now going to the unemployment office, and we're going to see how that plays out for him long term.